What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 11th, 2017 here. Start of a brand new week here, anniversary of the 9/11 events. We'll be getting into that a little bit later in the show here. Right now, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Obviously, the storms continue to be the major news here. These poor people in Florida, parts of the Florida Keys have been devastated by Irma's surge. They've got record flooding in quite a few cities all along Florida. Last night, Irma had been downgraded to a tropical storm, but as it approached Tampa, the wind started to pick up again, and now it's a Cat 1 hurricane as of the last report here. Apparently, cars and mobile homes were overturned, smashed. Half the state is without power right now. They are trying to get fuel into Florida right now. The governor of Florida was just on TV trying to urge calm for everybody because they're just running out of gas. They're running out of heating oil, and they're trying to get fuel into those people just as hard as they can. And it's kind of weird here to understand how many trillions of dollars the U.S. government spends arming itself against nations that have not actually done any harm to the United States and has spent precious little of our tax money getting us ready to deal with these natural disasters, which are going to come. It's only a matter of when they're going to happen. Now, over in the Caribbean, they're still dealing with the aftermath of the weather, as well as apparently massive looting is taking place. And really, people, you shouldn't be going out and doing that for two reasons. One, it's just dishonest and unethical and immoral. Two, you're risking your own safety going on out in these conditions. And apparently some of these looters got caught on a TV broadcast and got arrested. So there's another reason to maybe tone it down and just realize it just really isn't worth it breaking into that Foot Locker and saving a bunch of running shoes from drowning here. Irma has prompted the first ever tropical storm warning for Atlanta. And the storm is continuing up the center of Florida. And it is really, really nasty. Downtown Miami is underwater. It's all completely flooded from that storm surge. The storm surge was so powerful in this storm that some of those Caribbean islands, the water in the ocean literally got sucked away from the beaches. And that was something a lot of people weren't expecting. And certainly they'll never get to see that again in their lifetime. We hope. Now, unfortunately, a little bit of bad news about Hurricane Jose. The last couple of days, it had sort of been meandering back and forth, couldn't make up its mind what it was going to do. It was aimed at Bermuda, then it curved off east, then it came on back and just sort of jumbled around. Now it appears to have sort of gotten out of that confused cyclic behavior, and unfortunately, it is now tracking to the northwest, and it is aimed at Florida or somewhere along the eastern seaboard. So, you know, it's really amazing. You see all these people are out there saying, well, the U.S. government's weather creation machine is doing this for whatever reason. There were tweets out there saying that Donald Trump did this as an insurance scam so that all of his properties that get destroyed, he gets to rebuild them at the insurance company. If you're going to get that wacko, let's just say that Florida had evidence that could put Hillary Clinton in jail. And that's why they're getting all these hurricanes here. So it is a serious, serious situation. Again, please donate to the Salvation Army or any other charity that you can be sure is going to actually get the money there. And by the way, yes, the Clinton Foundation is now raising funds for hurricane relief in Florida. And if you remember that situation in Haiti, how much they raised and how little actually got to the people of Haiti, probably would be well advised to stick with the Salvation Army on that one here. Now, obviously, today is the anniversary of 9/11, and the government is celebrating by having all these little speeches. Donald Trump was out there speechifying at the memorial, and everybody's out there trying to reinforce the official story. The cable TV channels the whole last week have been running all these things about, oh, 9/11, this is what happened, this is what happened, just trying to resell the official story over and over again. But in the 16 years since 9/11, the U.S. government has proven that they hate our freedoms just as much as the terrorists. Remember when Bush got up there and said, well, they're doing this because they hate our freedoms, which was one of the most ridiculous things to ever come out of the mouth of a politician. Nobody hates freedom except those who are trying to be in control. Politicians, religious leaders, corporate leaders, they all hate freedom. Ordinary people like you and I, we love freedom. We love our freedoms. We love it when the other people are free. But if you look at how many freedoms we've lost, we've got the TSA groping us at the airport. Now we're seeing attacks on the First Amendment, that it's got to be moderated and controlled because you can't criticize Israel or anything else. Our freedoms are under attack, but it's not from the terrorists. It's from our own government. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And so going back on in and looking at 9/11 from 16 years on, a lot of people are wondering, was this the U.S. government's version of the Reichstag fire, which, as you know, was set by Hitler's own people and framed on the communists? And it allowed Hitler to grab totalitarian power, the enabling acts, and transform Germany from a democracy into a dictatorship. And it looks like that was the agenda on September 11th, 2001, a transformative event. And remember, back in the 1990s, there was this group called the Project for the New American Century. And they had a policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, where they were talking about having to have this massive military buildup to support 100 years of endless war against the rest of the world. And buried in there was a comment that it was going to take a really long time, absent a transformative event like a new Pearl Harbor. So even back then, they were saying, gee, wouldn't it be great if there was some kind of a major event where the American people would get on board with suspending the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and making war on all these countries, none of whom have attacked us, by the way. So let's go on back and take a quick review of the many reasons why the official story is doubted by so many people. First and foremost, the really obvious one, the BBC report on the collapse of World Trade Center Building Number 7, the Solomon Brothers Building. And the BBC announced that at 2154 Greenwich Mean Time on September 11th, 2001. There was only one problem. The building didn't actually collapse until 26 minutes later. And if you look at the video of the BBC's reporter reporting on the collapse of the building, you can see it behind her, still standing. So there was a script, and somebody got off the timeline. Now, another aspect of it has to do with the Israeli spy ring. And in the month before 9/11, the FBI uncovered the largest foreign spy ring ever caught operating inside the United States of America, operating on behalf of Israel. And Carl Cameron at Fox News did a four-part story on it. And one of the things that was buried in that story was that there is evidence linking these Israelis to 9/11, but it was classified by our own government. Then there are, of course, the five dancing Israelis arrested on 9/11. People were looking out of their windows at this horrible tragedy going on, and they saw these Israelis who had shown up before it even began to happen, set up cameras and tripods. And when the buildings were crashing down, they were dancing and high-fiving and cheering. And the police got called on them, and the police caught up with them. And these Israelis said, we're not your problem. The Palestinians are your problem. And ultimately, it came out that three of them were Mossad agents. And even though there was evidence linking them to 9/11, according to that Carl Cameron report, they were eventually sent back to Israel, where they were treated like heroes. They were on talk shows all over the place about how they were there to document the event. And finally, here's a real big one, okay? And the article is called The Secret Service at Booker Elementary, The Dog That Did Not Bark. And that's a reference to a Sherlock Holmes story called Silver Blaze. where Sherlock Holmes deduces that the owner of the home is the criminal, because when the crime was taking place in the dead of night, the dog did not bark. The dog would have barked if it had encountered a stranger, but because it encountered its own master, it stayed quiet. The dog did not bark. That was the piece of evidence that pointed to the owner of the home as being the criminal. So now you have George W. Bush down there at the Booker Elementary School in Sarasota, Florida. And in theory, the official story is this is a surprise attack. Nobody knows what's going on. Two planes have been flown into the World Trade Towers. It's a terror attack. Everything's going on. And what do we see the Secret Service do? Absolutely nothing. There's an airport only 4 miles away from the school. Now, normal practice would be to grab the president, throw him in that armored limousine, and start driving in a random direction to foil a possible inbound. Did not happen. The Secret Service lack of any action whatsoever tells us they knew President Bush was not a target that day. And the only way they could know President Bush was not a target that day was they knew ahead of time what the targets were going to be. So then there was that anthrax frame up. Remember all the letters that were being sent to members of Congress and the media, and the envelopes were written and the letters were written to look like semi-literate Arabs. You know, we're coming for you, booga, 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 booga. Then it turned out the anthrax that was actually inside the letters came from our own biological weapon laboratories. Little bit of an embarrassment there. Now, a lot of people have studied 9/11 over the years. And last year, there was a report published in Europhysics News. This is a highly respected European physics magazine, peer-reviewed. And the conclusion of this article was that all three World Trade Center towers collapsed on 9/11 due to controlled demolition. It is most obvious, obviously, with World Trade Center 7, which was not struck by an airplane. And yet you see it just coming right down into its own footprint, looking like a controlled demolition. And there's no way that can happen just from a fire. And remember, before World Trade Center 7 and ever since, no steel frame building has collapsed just from fire. And World Trade Center 7 was built beyond the normal building code because it was a building that housed federal offices. So it was built extra sturdy, extra bombproof, extra fireproof, and still it came down right into its own footprint. And the only way that could happen is if every single load-bearing member failed at the exact same moment, which is simply not plausible from the idea that it came down from the fires inside. And then there are all the photos that came on out showing very obvious demolition marks on the remains of the World Trade Center itself. We've got one of those on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. So it looks like thermite cutter charges were used to weaken the buildings and bring them down. And the combustion remains of thermite were detected within the building, along with this uncombusted nanothermite that was found in the debris. Now, you remember last year, Donald Trump was out there campaigning. He was out there in Bluffton, South Carolina, and said, if you elect me, you'll find out who really knocked down the Twin Towers. I'd sure like him to keep that campaign promise. All the way back in 2001, right after 9/11, Trump was interviewed about how those buildings came on down. Was it some kind of a failing, the structural failing or engineering? And back then, Donald Trump said, no, it wasn't an architectural defect. These were very strong buildings, and they were bombed. 2001, Donald Trump said these buildings were blown up. Another indicator about the use of thermite is how long the fires burned in the core of the wreckage. They burned for months. Now, the only way that makes sense, again, is if there's these pools of melted thermite down at the bottom, extraordinarily hot, and thermite doesn't require outside oxygen. Fires that are of like office materials, paper, and so forth and so on, they have to have oxygen. With all that wreckage on top of them, they would have been snuffed out. Plus, there was all the water that was pouring in there. But thermite does not require outside oxygen, because the oxygen is present in the iron oxide, which forms one half the formula for thermite. And water can't extinguish thermite because it boils off to steam before it can even get in touch with it. Then there's Lucky Larry Silverstein, who made out like a bandit. Everybody wondered why he fought so hard for that lease on the World Trade Towers. It was facing an EPA-mandated renovation because of the asbestos that had been used in the original construction. And these EPA-mandated renovations had bankrupted several other companies that owned buildings in New York. And yet, Larry wanted that lease. He wanted that building. And then we find on out that he was starting to design the new World Trade Center in April of 2000. So good old Lucky Larry just gets on in there. He gets that lease. He avoids the EPA-mandated renovation because the buildings are knocked down and all that asbestos is picked up by those first responders, many of whom are suffering ill after effects from exposure to all that asbestos dust. Remember when the head of the EPA went on down there and told those people the air is safe, you can work without special protection. And now they're all ill, they've got cancers, leukemias, mesothelioma. By the way, you know, Robert Mueller, who is currently the special counsel trying to find some way that they can impeach Donald Trump, he was made director of the FBI just 1 week before 9/11. Funny how the FBI directors get changed just before something happens. Same situation with the murder of Vincent Foster. Head of the FBI was replaced just that very same day. So this probably was a study in foregone conclusions, but we ran an online poll on whatreallyhappened.com. Do you believe the official U.S. government story on 9/11? 99% voted no. Now, Ron Paul has come on out there saying that the police state we are currently in was planned, and 9/11 just provided the opportunity to implement it through the passage of the USA Patriot Act. Remember how the Project for the New American Century talked about a transformative act? 9/11 was it. It transformed us from a democracy into a dictatorship with illusions of democracy, with massive election fraud. And let's not forget that other 9/11, which was the attack on the consulate in Benghazi. And I'm sure Hillary would say, what difference does it make at this point? Now, as you know, speaking of massive election fraud, there has been a bit of an upset in New Hampshire, where it turned out 6,000 people voted with out-of-state driver's licenses. Now, New Hampshire allows you to register to vote the same day you're going to vote. And there were all these people coming in, mostly from Massachusetts, who basically showed their Massachusetts driver's license, said, we just now moved here, we want to vote, and they voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. And auditors have gone back and looked, and what they found is these people who claim to have just moved to New Hampshire and voted with a Massachusetts or other out-of-state driver's license, never got a New Hampshire driver's license to replace it. So it is looking like Hillary Clinton did not actually win New Hampshire. It was stolen from Donald Trump. And Trump still won through the Electoral College, but those additional four electoral votes would have made it more obvious that he was winning despite the massive election fraud. Now, the good news is that President Trump's Commission on Election Integrity is now up in New Hampshire looking at this. So they're starting to dig in on all of this. And not too surprisingly, the Democrats are panicking. Oh, how could you even suspect that this would be done? This is ridiculous. The Democrats never cheat on elections. But at this point, it's very obvious there was massive election fraud. There were the millions of illegal immigrant voters. There were all the games being played with absentee ballots. And this confirms voter fraud by out-of-state Democrats. The implications are huge. The implications are we absolutely do not have honest elections. And we all need to deal with that right now. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Got to put the volume up there, and welcome back to our show here. And by the way, with regard to that little request for donations to RBN, apparently we had a rather large one, $500 come on in. The note specifically mentioned my show, which makes me blush here. But we wanted to do a shout-out and express our gratitude because we really do need your help here. The only way we're going to get the big money corruption out of our society is for all the little money to unite together in that common cause of restoration of our republic. Now then, we're talking about election fraud here, and it does look like some people are trying to take the system seriously. Over in Virginia, there was a group called DEFCON. They're white hat security experts, and they showed that the electronic voting machines shared a single hard-coded password, meaning you couldn't take it out or change it. And Virginia then directed the Virginia Information Technology Agency to audit all the machines in use in the state. That's the AccuVote TSX, the Patriot, and the ABC Advantage. None of them passed the test. The Virginia Information Technology Agency said each device analyzed exhibited material risks to the integrity or availability of the election process, and the lack of a paper audit trail posed a significant risk of lost votes. So Virginia is now scrapping the electronic voting machines. And that's a good thing to have happen there. I have an idea. I have an idea. Why don't we adopt the Mexican system of elections? To vote in Mexico, every eligible Mexican citizen has to have a tamper-proof photo ID card with a thumbprint and an embossed hologram that demonstrates it's not been altered. All citizens are required to personally register and show proof of birth and citizenship to vote. Applicants are required to personally return and collect their ballots. There's no mail-in ballots. Why can't we upgrade to the Mexican standards without being called racist? Maybe that's because a certain political party has become dependent on illegal immigrants being allowed to vote. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there on her sour grapes tour and apparently not doing very well. The book is already being marked down. It only just hit the bookstores, and already it's like 30% off. And so she's out there on her tour blaming men, blaming white people, blaming Donald Trump, blaming the independent media, blaming whatever for her lost election bid. And she's out there saying that she's not going to run for president again, but she's not done with politics. In other words, she's going to stay in there and just try and cause as much trouble as she can for Donald Trump. She's becoming the epitome of the bitter old lady. All right, let's talk a little bit about the wars. Those are still out there. Okay, U.S. troops and Russia-backed Syrian forces are set to come into contact as they close in separately on ISIS. This is inevitable because Russia's coming from one side, and the U.S. troops that are there are trying to get rid of the evidence of what's been going on, and they could come into contact. The question is, what's going to happen when it does? And there are a lot of people who are very concerned about what's going on with all these reports of U.S. helicopters evacuating the ISIS commanders, getting them out of harm's way, probably to use someplace else as justification for an invasion. Meanwhile, down in Mosul, since last July, over 2,000 bodies have been found in the western part of Mosul after the city was cleared from Daesh in June. So a lot of civilians got killed there. That is a tragedy as well. Now, once again, the head of the IAEA, which is the UN agency monitoring Iran's compliance with the P5+1 deal, says Tehran is honoring the agreement. And he's basically coming on out and he's standing firm against Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, who are out there saying, oh, Iran is in violation. They're violating the spirit. We've got to do something. And the head of the IAEA is saying, no, they're playing by the rules. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains centein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still dealing with technical issues. And this all goes back to last Tuesday, when I was notified I had to update the Skype on this little laptop off to the side here, and that my Skype account would not work unless I did. As a matter of fact, I got the notice when I was trying to Skype somebody and was not able to get through to them. So I updated my Skype, and it is just absolute crud. I cannot receive phone calls, and apparently I just found out from our control room their text messages to me are not getting through either. We've actually had callers waiting on the line, and I apologize to all of you who waited for a very, very long time. So let's clear up some phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, you know what's so obvious? How much of an inside job 9/11 was when the plane flies around the Pentagon into that record rooms area? Like, right there, that tells you they had plenty of time in between the first Trade Center getting hit, the second, and then the Pentagon. They could have flew into nuclear reactors, but they didn't. They hit those two buildings and the Pentagon, which we know the Pennsylvania plane was heading to Building 7 most likely, right?
Yes.
So why those particular buildings? You know, all has to do with maybe economics and this new globalist world order, most likely.
Well, the reason the plane flew around the Pentagon and came in on the side it did, as you point out, it hit the offices where accountants were trying to find where those missing $3 trillion had gone. And so with the impact of that airplane, at that point, the evidence trail was gone. And wherever that money went, they got away with it scot-free. And, I think the fourth plane was definitely heading to World Trade Center 7, because if you look at the Nodé Brothers documentary on 9/11, and if you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching. The firefighters that are on the ground in the remains of the two towers are told there is a third plane heading in. And obviously, it didn't get there. Either the flight crew got control of the plane back or whatever. And at that point, it had to be shot down because what was on board the plane didn't match the official story. And there were witnesses who saw that plane over Pennsylvania being followed by a fighter jet with missiles on the wings.
You remember when Donald Rumsfeld and all of them were saying the people fought back on the plane and they fought and they crashed? No, that plane got shot down because the people fought back and took back control of the plane, or the pilots took back. The plane was shot down because they didn't want that plane to land. That's the thing.
We know the plane was shot down. The wreckage was spread over 8 miles of countryside. That tells you it came apart at altitude.
And then people don't think, you know, I know Saudi Arabia is not involved, but there's two parts of Saudi Arabia. You got the Saudi king and his group, and you got the Wahhabis. Now, Saudi Arabia, wasn't the Saudis put in by the British way back during the early empire, back in the day? And then the Wahhabis are a separate sect that they live with, but those are the ones in Syria, the Wahhabis, that they allow to go fight, and then they'll airlift them to another part of the, you know, the chessboard, as per, you know, as we say, to fight in another area of the world. So basically, like Afghanistan, you know, they use them in the 80s, they move them out, they move them around, and they use them as a proxy army, like the Romans did. And like, Mike, what a disgrace our government is. Not only us, the British, the French, and the they're all involved in this, Mike. I mean, what a joke this whole thing is already. You know, like, I'm glad the Syrians and the Russians kicked the crap out of these people. Yeah, I'm really glad. I hope they die in the desert somewhere, these people. You know, I mean, they're really either piece of garbage people, mercenaries or prisoners or whatever the heck they're using, but good riddance to them. And I hope they lose a lot to where the Saudis get a bloody nose, because eventually they're going to run out of people, the Saudis, you know, and the Qataris.
The last word we had from the Saudi crown prince is he wants to get out of Yemen. It's costing him way, way too much. He's not being reimbursed for his services by the U.S. government. And he definitely wants out of that now. Anything else, Dustin?
No, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Bob in Missouri. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for the forum. One thing people forget, too, the airline stocks were sold off the largest since their inception a week before planes went down. They knew that people weren't going to be riding planes very often after they, so they knew about it too. It wasn't just the government. Hey, Mike, I want to ask you, what do you think about this quest thing that they let all that's half America, 143 million people, all their information got out, and that, you know what, it's done on purpose. They don't care. Just like Target let a lot of information get out, and you know why they don't care? Well, because the U.S. is going to pick up the losses for their store, and because you're not going to make the people that's got the credit cards, they won't get credit anymore. They won't pay credit cards, and the stores can't go out of business. So what they'll do is take their ill-begotten gains and just underground economy and keep buying things from the store and giving their friends all this money and everything. And you're getting trillionaires now, and they got billion-dollar yachts and stuff, and they're buying up islands. They got nothing to spend their money on or no time to do anything else and run the indigenous peoples off. And it's just, I just wonder where, you know, we have a Christian God, we got a Allah, we got a Muslim, you know, all this. Who's going to intervene in all this, Mike? I mean, it's just beyond mankind. And we are the most immoral nation in this world as ever known. We're the most socialized, that's for sure. But when you're $22 trillion and counting in debt, what kind of moral values can a country have like that to tell the rest of the world they better pay up or use our dollar for oil or this, that, and the other? All we do is have a killing machine. We're Israel's bully boy to go around and soften up all these dictators' nets, except Israel getting bigger and better, I guess. And it's just, I don't know, it's mind-boggling, Mike. I'm sorry I'm bending your ears so much, but who's going to stop it?
I think it's in the process of stopping itself. You know, the economy is completely out of balance and out of control. You know, Trump is out there saying we're not even going to bother with the appearance of a debt ceiling any longer. So we're going to get into this hyperinflationary spiral until we wind up like Zimbabwe, where we've got paper notes that say $100 trillion on them. But right now, as the U.S. economy is entering this hyperinflationary cycle, other countries have got a strong motive not to be using the U.S. dollar anymore because it's not considered trustworthy and reliable. And we're hearing more and more talk about other countries that are going to de-link from the dollar. We're going to be talking about that in the economic section of our talking points today. But I really do think it's starting to tear itself apart. And I'm still convinced that the U.S. federal government is going to collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. And I got to be honest, I think that would be the best thing for the entire world right now. It would bring all this war nonsense to an end. It would yank the rug out from Israel. They wouldn't have another armed power doing their dirty work for them. I think it would send a message through everybody on planet Earth that private central banking really is not a good way to run a nation's economy. And we could see a lot of changes. But I think we just have to stay calm and you know, just understand. It does feel to me like it's really on the edge.
Yeah. And one last thing I'll leave you with. You know what we're going to do to North Korea? Zero. Nothing. And China is, you know, their little proxy. North Korea is for China. And China's condoning all this. We're going to keep trading with them and that. You know, we've done too much to China. We've run off any friends that we could have possibly had, and
yes,
including Russia. And,
yes,
you know, so we're not going to do anything to North Korea. Hey, I thank you for the forum and the time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Bob. And we're going to switch over to Steve in California. Steve, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, you know, you mentioned Hillary Clinton and her whining book tour. My mother called me this morning and said she heard, I guess, a little speech from her about how she became suicidal after the election was over because she was so despondent from losing. And I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty amazing that she would admit that, because that shows how vulnerable and the instability of this woman. Of course, she wants to become the president of the United States, so that doesn't even leave a very good message in my mind. But
well, Hillary,
you know,
has already said
she's not going to run again.
Which I wouldn't want to bet on that, of course. I think if she sees an opportunity, she'll go for it. But yeah, for her to admit that indicates that, yes, she's in a very it was a pitiful bid for sympathy. You know, look what you did to me. I almost killed myself because you voters betrayed me. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yes, us darn deplorables. Make sure she didn't win. But, you know, she said that she wouldn't run again, but, you know, she would probably, she understands the power, the controlling powers of the deep state. It controls the Oval Office, so she'll probably just go on that side over there, you know.
Yeah, that's, well, I think she's already over there. You know, she's part of that narcocracy that's running this country, and obviously Donald Trump has been completely corralled and controlled. I'm very disappointed in him. As I'm sure we all are at this particular point here. Anything else, Steve?
That's it. Hey, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don, are you there? I think we lost Don.
Hello.
Don, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah. When you're talking about the Democrats claim they can never rig any elections, there was an old folk singer named Steve Goodman. He was from Chicago. And he said, this is one of his songs, when John Kennedy wanted to be president, then he knew what to do. He called up Mayor Daley because he was Irish, too. So that's what happened in Chicago. Remember that? Kennedy won the election with all the dead people voting in Chicago?
Yeah, Kennedy did steal the election. Richard Nixon got cheated, and he never forgave Kennedy for it. And may have been part of Kennedy's final demise. Certainly, Nixon was very much involved in the economics of Cuba. Two of his biggest supporters were PepsiCo and United Fruit that were making huge amounts of money because Batista was selling Cuba's agricultural produce at way below market rates, which impoverished the Cuban people and enriched these American corporations. And, you know, if Nixon had actually won that election, we probably would have gone to war against Cuba. Not against Cuba. We probably would have had much better relations with Cuba. But when Castro came to power, Nixon was at the forefront of saying, we got to get rid of him. We got to take him out on there.
Right. As far as Hillary Clinton, hopefully this is going to be your last spouting her mouth off for the last time, and then it's all. That's what Cheney did. Cheney kept on going back on the TV shows, and finally they just said, "Hey, this guy is just a burnout old man. We have no business having him on any of these talk shows or anything." You know, and Hillary is in that boat. She's writing another ridiculous book, and I'll be glad when I finally never have to hear anything about her anymore.
Well, I agree with you, but unfortunately, looking at Hillary and her ego and her vanity, I don't think she's going to go away until she actually dies. she's going to be out there attracting as much attention to herself as she can. And now she's playing, you know, the sympathy card out there. And there are a lot of people within the Democratic leadership who just wish she would shut up and go away because she has become an albatross around the neck of the Democratic Party. And the longer Hillary is out there on her sour grapes tour, the worse and worse it's going to be for the Democrats in next year's midterm elections.
She's a horrible human being. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to take a phone call from James in Texas. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I want to get back to a couple of callers. You had said that you think this whole thing is on a cliff, and you're right. But it's what's on a cliff is the system that they made for us. Because when you look at it, if they already have everything in place to outlaw gold and silver. Because they already have, you have that one law that was pushed in the Arab world that now gold is Sharia compliant, and that's just the best. That's just the best excuse that they could have. Because I mean, it's a good time, you know, 9/11, you know, never forget, you know, terror, terror, terror. Now you got George W. Bush's war on terror all around the world, and every government just says, you know, they're terrorists, and that's why we're going after them. Without even, you know, it's just it, nobody thinks about it anymore. And it's even worse than saying commie, because at least the communists, so-called, have, you know, nations. And now, you know, anybody can be a terrorist. Anybody can be labeled a terrorist. And just saying, you know, that would be the perfect thing to be like, hey, you have gold and silver? Well, the Islamic Sharia law. You know, and when people hear that word, Sharia law, they're like, and I think that's, you know, what do you think, where did we become so scared? Or how did we become so scared?
Well, we live under a government and a corporate media that works continually to keep us afraid of everything, of germs, of viruses, of Muslims, of Osama bin Laden. And after a while, when you're spending all your time being afraid, that sort of becomes your normal state of mind, fearful. and that makes you easy to control.
Isn't that why you see freedom of speech being attacked so much? Because I remember when I was going to school in the 90s that they were charging kids. If you cuss, you would literally get charged with a misdemeanor and get fined.
Okay, James, can I ask you a question? Can you move the mouthpiece of your phone closer to your mouth? Because you're sounding very muffled.
Hello, can
much
you hear
me? Much better. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, so you're going to have to sum up.
Yes, yeah, so what I was telling you about the free speech, I remember when I was going to school in the 90s, cuss words were illegal. Like they weren't illegal, but you would get fined. Misdemeanor fined and ticketed, the parents and everything. And do you think that's how they drip-drop these things in, is they make something offensive that everybody is sort of on page with, and then they kind of turn it into picking off?
Yeah, then they start spreading it out, saying, well, you know, you didn't scream First Amendment when we were talking about curse words, so why are you making a big deal now? All right, well, listen, James, got to let you go, got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we take this next phone call, Apparently, downtown Jacksonville, Florida is flooded, and a flash flood emergency has been issued for Charleston County in South Carolina. So everybody just be appropriately cautious. And we're going to take a phone call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I got to hand it to you. I never thought I'd hear someone be able to use the words upgrade, Mexican, and standard in a single sentence. But you did it today relative to the voter IDs. And when an overt narco-terrorist state is beating your semi-covert narco-terrorist state in equity at the polls, you know you're pretty far afield.
Okay, your phone signal to us is a little bit garbled. Can you talk a little bit closer to the mouthpiece?
Okay, I'm using my handset itself, not a Bluetooth, and normally there's no problem there. What I said was I got to hand it to you because I never thought I'd hear anyone be able to use the words upgrade, Mexican, and standards in a single sentence. But
okay.
You did today relative to the voter ID. And when an overt narco-terrorist state is beating your semi-covert narco-terrorist state in equity at the polls, you know you're pretty far afield.
Yeah, I would agree with that one. All right, well, listen, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and get back to doing some news here. Thank you for the phone call. Now, again, let's go on back. Reminder, the head of the IAEA, the UN agency monitoring Iran's compliance with the P5+1 deal, says Iran is fully in compliance. Standing up to Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, who are out there saying, "Well, we've got to invade Iran. They're defying the spirit of the P5+1. You know, just because they're following all the rules, that they have a bad attitude toward us, so forth and so on." Now, one of the pieces of propaganda that came out late last week is an attempt to explain away North Korea's rapid development of nuclear weapons by saying they're getting nuclear weapons technology from Iran and Russia. Now, obviously, if Iran does not have nuclear weapons technology, which the United Nations, IAEA, has certified, then obviously that is nonsense. And as a matter of fact, the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman is saying it's ridiculous. It's not thought out. It's far from reality. And I imagine Russia is probably going to make the same comment as well. Now, over in Lebanon, Israeli jets flew low over the city of Saida in southern Lebanon at supersonic speeds, deliberately creating sonic booms that broke windows and shook buildings, and apparently just drove everybody into a panic in Saida, who thought they were under attack. No comment from the Israeli military just yet, but it does look like Israel's getting ready for another try for that Litani River. Now, not too surprisingly, Prime Minister Saad Hariri is requesting that the foreign ministry file a complaint to the United Nations against Israel for planting spy devices and violating Lebanese airspace. And, of course, we know what will happen. Nikki Haley will be out there screaming, veto, 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 veto. Nobody challenges almighty Israel. We'll be back after station identification.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.